This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This great nation. Oh boy, and do we have some great news for you. Are you paying attention to what's happening at the Olympics? I hope you are, because the U.S. is kicking butt already. I mean, I say already, we're a couple days into this. It's interesting. I got to mention this right at the top before we dive into politics and other craziness that is going on in the world, and we peel that back. But before we get there, Katie Ledecky won her second medal, the first gold of the Rio Games on Sunday in the 100-meter freestyle. Hats off to her. Hats off to Michael Phelps as he won his 19th gold medal. He was part of the relay team, the men's relay team. He was second in the foursome that went into the pool. Oh, they were so excited. It was exciting to watch. I hope you got a chance to see it. It was just that pure joy, that raw emotion. They get the medals. They get to hear the national anthem being played, and they just swam like nobody's business to make it happen. So for Michael Phelps, who swam the second leg for the Americans, he took over from Caleb Dressel, and his split time was 47:12, which his coach Bob Bowman said was one of his all-time fastest. So huge to see what happened. And then Nathan Adrian brought it home. He had the final leg, and he was able to do it. He was able to touch and make it happen, and it was interesting to hear what Michael Phelps had to say after winning the gold at the 4x100 relay. He said, "We wanted this badly. We wanted this back on American soil after losing the last time." He said, "We were not happy about losing to the French the last time, so we wanted to make it a reality," and he was beyond excited. Not even, you could tell it wasn't even so much for himself. It was the fact that they were able to do that. It's funny because he retired after the 2012 games, but decided to return in part because of the disappointment of how the American men swam in that 4x100 relay at the World Championships, losing to France. And boy, a dream for him. So now with the medals, you add them up, and this is another gold medal for this iconic swimmer. I mean, one of the greatest athletes of all time, his 23rd medal. Check this out, 19 golds, 2 silvers, and 2 bronze medals. Wow, are you kidding me? All right, a couple of other quick notes from the games. The security force there, 85,000 make up the security force, made up of different countries, different types of positions, but 85,000. The games so far haven't been ridiculously eventful, which is good, meaning everything leading up to the games with the Zika virus, which now the mosquito is a little more dormant because it's their winter time, bad water, problems with the sanitation that go along with that, body parts, all kinds of crazy things that were being talked about, robberies, and so far so good. A couple days into this, everything's is okay from the Olympics. I mean, not that there hasn't been little controversies, but nothing that couldn't be handled. Speaking of controversy for football fans out there, I think politics is like sports. It's your team and my team, and that's how we roll. But the Hall of Fame game always is the signal that the regular season is almost here. So Sunday night, the game had to be canceled. The Hall of Fame game had to be canceled because of the field conditions. Pro Football Hall of Fame President Dave Baker, who was on our show at one point this past year, said that it was an easy and ethical decision to do this because the field would have been too dangerous. There was a tar sort of like substance, we'll call it that, midfield and in the end zones. So they felt as though they could not do that. So they're talking about whose fault was it? Was it the grounds crew? I mean, what was it? That it was, this shouldn't happen. I mean, you know, this is a $12 billion league, as Jim Irsay, the Indianapolis Colts owner, said. So how could you not have the field ready to go? I don't think that's going to happen again anytime in the near future. So a little awkward, no Green Bay Packers Colts pregame, you know, preseason game. But if somebody tore their ACL or something happened, oh, that would have been disastrous. I mean, just absolutely disastrous. So some are calling it Paintgate because of the paint, saying that it's the paint, and that's why it's, that's why what happened had to do with paint more than anything else. Oh, brutal, isn't it? Awful. Coming up, we're going to talk about the NFL with Russell Baxter. He is an NFL stats guru. You're going to love to hear what he has to say because, like I said, he is the guru working behind the scenes for CBS and ESPN for so long. He was the go-to guy as far as knowing anything and everything about the NFL and the matchups. Big time. While Michael Phelps is celebrating and Team USA is celebrating for their golds in the pool so far, and then you've got Simone Biles, a U.S. gymnast who has just dominated the qualifying session, has been amazing, is going to medal all over the place like nobody's business. That's exciting to see that. If you want to borrow a page from sports, the Post, Washington Post ABC poll shows Donald Trump is well behind Hillary Clinton. So coming off of the election, didn't get much of a bounce whatsoever. Are you concerned if you are voting for Trump that we're seeing the Chiefs got in some cases a 10-point margin, you know, 10-point difference between her and Donald Trump? Stay with us.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
That I like to call odds and ends. You know, and I say odds and ends because some really you could definitely qualify them as ends or odd kind of hanging chads, if you will, because it's an election year. So anyway, here's what the scoop is. In doing odds and ends. Alex Rodriguez, it seems like a sports kind of thing here on America Tonight. Alex Rodriguez decides he's tired of riding the bench, so he's going to retire from the Yankees. He never used the word retire, but at 41, that's exactly what he's doing. And he still walks away with a whole bunch of money from New York, and they're going to use him as an advisor and to help with their instructional league and all that other kind of stuff. But Alex Rodriguez had this to say about leaving the Yankees as of next Friday.
I never thought I can play for 22 years. At 18, I just wanted to make the team.
He was choked up. He thanked his daughters and his mother and the Yankee organization, everybody he could think of, but he had a hard time actually speaking after the, after talking to the media. It was, he was just really, really, really overcome with emotion. No question about that. I mean, no question. So Alex Rodriguez, like he said, 22 years in the majors, and most of them spent with the Yankees, a couple of years with Seattle and a couple of years with Texas, but the Yankees was really where he spent the bulk of that career, and 2009 was an incredible year for him. He's one of those guys that if it wasn't for performance-enhancing drugs, he'd be a first-time Hall of Fame guy for sure. He would be in that Hall of Fame. But because of the scandals over PEDs, that's not happening. You might have decided to take a break from all of the nonsense and go and see a movie. Did you go see a movie this weekend? Did you perhaps go to see a movie that was brand new or one that was already out there? We do our cheap movie reviews heading you into the weekend. Suicide Squad, PG-13, 2 hours and 10 minutes, actually pretty long if you think about it, with a huge budget to make it. It was $175 million budget. Won the box office over the weekend. Take a listen to this little snippet.
Harley Quinn, nice to meet ya. Love your perfume. What is that, the scent of death?
All right, so that was Margot Robbie, who was that character, and Jared Leto was also in the movie. Will Smith is in the movie, and there are other names you would probably recognize. I was looking at some critics' reviews. I listened to what the Wall Street Journal said. They said, in a word, Suicide Squad is trash. In two words, it's ugly trash. Maybe no more words should be wasted on a movie that is, after all, only a movie, not a natural disaster or a terrorist attack. How about that? But it smashes box office records. Not because you take not just the U.S., but all the way around and the whole weekend, and the number that you end up arriving at is $135.1 million. So that's large. That's a decent opening. They'll recoup that money that they spent on making this movie. And it's been anticipated, that's for sure. There's been a lot of buzz over it, but not a lot of great writing about it. Not the critics really, really dumping on it. So it seems to be that there's a disconnect, maybe, between what the critics are saying and what the audiences are saying when they see it. And maybe it depends on how young. This is a young, I think this is a young audience grabber. Men accounted for 54% of Suicide Squad's opening weekend audiences. How they determine that exactly, I have no idea. Somebody runs up and gets tickets. Oh, wait, you're a woman. You're a man. I don't think so. And Jason Bourne is still out there. Ghostbusters is still out there. We went to see that with my nephew this past weekend. It was clever. It was better than I thought it was going to be. But Suicide Squad, just an opening weekend, it gets a huge opening. $135.1 million. Wow. Anything comic book wise that's decent always has a good chance, right? There's just an audience for making that conversion. So it worked. Despite what people are being critical about, it definitely worked. And why did it work? Was it the age? Young audiences, that's what I think. It's not a typical movie. It really isn't. And there was definitely recognizable names in this movie. Maybe that contributed to that huge, huge total. All right, as we veer in a couple directions, besides polls, what was the weekend about? Well, the weekend was about the National Institute for Health chief flushing this out a little bit more, saying the Zika virus, a vaccine rather, is not going to be ready until 2018. Ugh. Anybody worried about it? Not thrilled with that number, let me tell you. 2018, while it's seemingly close, it is also far away, my friends, when you want desperately to have a vaccine. There's just so many unknowns about the Zika virus, aren't there? I think there's just too many unknowns about it. And that's why you can't just take everything at face value. You've got to question it yourself. And in Brazil, they're not quite as worried as initially was teed up to be, just a complete disaster. Somehow people are going to see records being broken, excitement in the pool, gymnasts that are just blowing your mind with what they're able to do. And while all that's happening, you have the typical bickering back and forth between Trump and Hillary Clinton. And then Kasich, John Kasich, coming out and saying that Trump Jr. ordered the VP job and he didn't bite at all. Called to float the VP offer. That's what they did. If they didn't want the VP offer, then let it ride. And that could come back to haunt Trump once we get to November. Isn't Ohio, so goes Ohio, so goes the nation. Winning Ohio, super, super important. And Governor Kasich said he's not ready to support Trump. Not ready to do that. For obvious reasons, some of what have to do with what's being said. Kasich said that the response to his decision is to endorse Trump has been mixed and that he sometimes gets a little grief over it. He says, I've had a lot of people pound on me about you need to do this, you need to do this. This is about the party, and I love my party, but I actually love my country, and I have to be true to myself. I wish that I could be fully enthusiastic, and the answer is I can't be. Coming up, Russell Baxter, ready for the NFL. We'll chat with him next on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Here on America Tonight, NFL. On our doorstep, no one better than Russell Baxter to hang out with us and talk about it. A huge NFL stats guru. That is the best way to describe him. Writer and editor for NFL Spin Zone. Russell, really the start of the season coincides with this NFL Hall of Fame game. So it's here, isn't it? On that note, let's turn our attention to Russell Baxter, as I said, NFL stats guru. Russell, thanks for popping on the show.
Well, my pleasure. I love the story about Denzel Washington with the Cowboys. So what are the odds that guy who wins an Oscar for Training Day then goes to training camp?
Yeah, high fives everybody in the place, the fans, Jerry Jones, etc. Gives the inspirational speech. I wonder what that speech was like. What do you say to the Cowboys who haven't won a Super Bowl since the mid-90s, coming off of a bad year, another injury for Tony Romo, who has all those surgeries, supposedly is much better. Let's just start with that. What do you give the Cowboys chances of bouncing back and having a decent season?
Well, it all is going to depend on their running game and their offensive line. They drafted Ezekiel Elliott, who they're hoping, I'm sure, to give them at least 300 carries. Elliott carried the ball a lot his final two seasons at Ohio State, so he proved he could carry it a lot. Heavy workload, keep that defense off the field, although the defense is doing its damnedest to keep itself off the field with the suspensions of DeMarcus Lawrence, yeah, and Randy Gregory and Rolando McClain. There's a rumor out there that the Dallas Mavericks might play defense for the Dallas Cowboys this year. I mean, what a mess. Absolutely. And one more thing on Denzel. I hope when he did speak to them that he remembered he was talking to the Cowboys and not the Titans.
That's right. Very good. But bump. We need a rim shot we got to carry around with you for sure.
All in good fun. It's football. It's time. In fact, I'm on my way to the stadium in Canton Gate.
Oh, I love it. So you're going to be there for that Hall of Fame game. And there, I've been to a few of those, and I'm sure you have been too. There's nothing like it because it really tells us this is the start of the season. It's preseason time. It's great, right?
Well, absolutely. And I've been coming to the ceremonies pretty much religiously since 1989. There were a couple of years I missed in there for personal reasons. And this year was, for me personally, was more about some award winners and a goodbye. And, you know, cheers to the Eagles inductees, Marvin Harrison, Tony Dungy, Kevin Green, we know them all, and so on. But to see Chris Mortensen there, who I know very, very well and worked with at ESPN, and see him able to make the trip and get the Dick McCann Award. And then, of course, Tom Jackson, who is one of my dearest friends, saying goodbye to ESPN after 29 years and retiring to spend more time with his family. Had a great night seeing them all, and it's wonderful. And the Hall of Fame really is about memories to begin with. It's a family event too. You know, for me, it's always been for the players to give back to their families and their friends, the ones who they didn't get to see as much when they were playing, and doing their best to be dads and so on. And as usual, the theme of the Hall of Fame during the speeches is Kevin Green talking about servicemen and his father and his brother, and Eddie DeBartolo almost chiding the newer owners about taking care of these players, not just while they're in uniform, but when they walk away from the game. And Brett Favre waxing poetically about his father, of course, who he lost before that game in 2003, mm-hmm. and he went out and that tribute to him with the throwing for 399 yards and so on. There's always that theme of family because these players realize that without them and without their wives to take care of children, without their parents to support them, without their moms and dads to drive them back and forth to practice when they're kids, none of this is possible.
Yeah, absolutely. If you don't have the family behind you, I agree 100%. Wow, that's good stuff. Going from the Hall of Fame to future Hall of Famers, and Tom Brady, one of those, but not going to be there for the first four games. Jimmy Garoppolo there. First game, you know this, is in Arizona, which would have been tough even with Tom Brady there. Then the other three at home, Jimmy Garoppolo is the guy. How well do you think he'll do? Does he just have to win at least two of these games to keep them in this thing?
Well, listen, it's funny. Go back and look at the years the Patriots have won the Super Bowl. I want to say off the top of my head, I want to say three of the four times that they won the Super Bowl, they lost their first game of the season.
Yeah.
2001, 2003, 2014. In 2003, they were 2-2, and everybody's like, eh. And then they ran the table. In 2014, they're 2-2, and they get walloped at Kansas City, and people are writing their obituaries. And it's time for Jimmy Garoppolo to take over. Oops, there they are again. You know, they've been in the AFC title game five straight years. It's an unprecedented run in terms of consistency. You know, being able to do all what they did. You know, the Raiders got the five straight AFC championship games from 73 to 77, but they didn't have 15 straight winning seasons either like the Patriots had. This is more like a run. It's a combination of the Raiders, the Steelers, and the 49ers of the 80s. I mean, it's quite the run. And I'm just going to look on for the New England defense, which I think is going to be pretty good this year, Kate, to kind of hold on and carry the load. Bill Belichick's teams always seem to start out slow and then play when they need to.
Yeah, boy, that's true. And you made me a believer in that, especially when you go through the years that they won the Super Bowl. You're absolutely right. That's exactly what happened there. And you got
remember in two days You remember 2003, they lost to Buffalo 31-0 on opening day.
Yep.
You know what they did the last regular season game that year? They beat Buffalo 31-0.
Yeah, I remember that. You're right. Yeah. So you could maybe throw that out. Who are you looking to make some noise this year? I mean, you know, we could look at all 32 teams and make a case. I know that, you know that. But who do you like this year to really be in contention?
Well, I think it's the usual suspects in the NFC from last year. I mean, Green Bay, I expect the NFC North to be extremely strong. If you're looking for kind of a surprise team in the conference, I think the Bears qualify. I know they just lost their starting center. But I like what they've done on defense and free agency in the draft. Green Bay, Minnesota, and even Detroit. Remember, who was 6-2 the last 8 games of the year last year. Very tough division. Arizona and Seattle right in the mix, obviously. Carolina, Tampa Bay could be kind of a little bit of a sleeper. And the NFC East, I mean, you know, you could roll some dice and maybe not come with anyone. Although the Giants made a lot of changes on defense. The Eagles made a great defensive coordinator change with Jim Schwartz. I don't know if they had necessarily the people throughout the starting 11 to pull it off. You know, the NFC East could be another 9-7 shot when it comes to that. And don't count out the Redskins and don't count out the Cowboys. But the Cowboys, to me, are a team that has to mask a lot. Okay? They're going to have to disguise themselves as having a decent defense. And let's not forget, even with DeMarcus Lawrence last year, they only had 31 sacks, and he's going to miss the first 4 games. He had 8 of the 31. So that's a team, I don't know how they're going to get after the quarterback, and Ezekiel Elliott might have to set a rookie record for carries in the season.
Yeah. As you mentioned at the top, you were on your way to Canton, to the Hall of Fame game, which is coming up. As somebody who really, I mean, you cover it all, so it's a smorgasbord for you for sure. Are there certain games that you look at or certain games you want to go to, or how do you skin this cat, Russell, for you when you cover the NFL?
Well, you know, for me last year was a little bit of a different year. I worked with CBS on Thursday Night Football, so I actually traveled a lot during the season, went to a game every week, which, you know, opposed to my days in the studio at ESPN for, you know, basically 22 years. It was a dramatic departure. But, you know, I'm one of those people on Sunday that wants to be in planet in front of as many TVs as possible. I want to see what's going on throughout the league. I enjoy Monday Night Football. I certainly enjoy Monday Night Football doubleheaders. I love the fact that the London game's on at 9:30 in the morning Eastern time, because the only thing better than a triple header is a quadruple header date.
Yeah.
So I just want to see as much as possible. I'm interested in all 32 teams because I think that's the only way you can do it. I mean, it's not like college football where, God bless the people who do such a great job on that, being able to see all those games and as much as possible. But, you know, the NFL is a little more convenient the way it's laid out on a Sunday and so on. So, again, I want to see as much as possible. And it's a lot easier to do than when I was growing up, where, you know, you just didn't have the national exposure for all the teams. Now you can, listen, you're bored, and you don't feel like sitting at home or sitting in a sports bar. You can sit in your car and watch it on the phone.
Boy, isn't that the truth. I know what you're saying. It's more than going to the games. It's fun to be at the games, and I've been to so many in my career, too. But it's being surrounded by the two where you can watch all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I used to travel with the Cowboys, and we'd be on the plane, and we wouldn't know what was going on in the games.
Right.
We're like, hey, does anyone have a score? Do you know what's happening in the
right.
game? We'd have no idea, and then you'd have to go re-rack it all. So
I agree. Well, listen, as I said, I mean, going to a Monday night game is great.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you know, because it's the only game in town. Although opening weekend, of course, we have Washington hosting Pittsburgh and the Niners hosting the Rams, so they have the doubleheader. But then and Thursday worked out very, very well for me. Again, it was the only game on, so I was home by Sunday to see everything else that was happening and so on. But I think to cover the league, and to be fair on your coverage, you got to see as much as humanly possible. I know we all can't watch every play, every second.
Yeah.
I always kind of giggle when I hear, you know, some of my brethren these days, and I don't know if they do or not, I watched every snap of every game of this team. And you must have, you know, quite that, and I admire that. Even sometimes when the play is missed by a commercial, I'm trying to figure out how the hell you watch that.
Yeah, how'd you find that play?
How'd you get that one, okay? So
yeah, that's good. Russell, you were terrific. Look forward to talking to you again in the future.
You got it. Enjoy the game tonight.
Yep, you too. He'll be right there. Russell Baxter, you can catch him, just all over the place, like I said. NFL stats guru, that's why he was there. CBS, ESPN, and on down the line. Stay with us. Much more on the flip side.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Suits. Wow, this is a big deal. Waleed Tamari joins us now. He's in our virtual green room, and he is an attorney. We're going to talk about this class action suit. Dozens of retired wrestlers, if you haven't heard, filed it against WWE over head injuries. You know, we've talked about that before with football and in other sports. We just saw this in auto racing where Dale Earnhardt Jr. isn't racing in Indianapolis this upcoming weekend. Instead, Jeff Gordon is coming out of retirement, but this has to do with wrestlers. Think about how they get slammed on the mat so many times. Waleed, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Kate, thank you so much for having me.
So, you know, you think of sports and you go into sports and you're this athlete, and I'll call some of these wrestlers athletes, and I think they're performers too, obviously, more than anything. But do they have some validity here? There's 50 of them that are part of this suit.
You know, it's an interesting question, and I think, Kate, it's important to kind of understand how we got here in terms of this lawsuit. This isn't the first lawsuit that's been brought by wrestlers against the WWE for generally the same type of fact pattern. In other words, what's the fact pattern here? The fact pattern here and the allegations are that the WWE was aware that these wrestlers were being put in danger, in harm's way, and that their head injuries, their concussions, were going to result in long-term brain damage. Those are the allegations. What's important, so to answer your question about where this case is going to go, it's important to understand the nuance, the difference between what's already happened in previous litigation and now what's been filed a couple of days ago on Monday, right? So in previous litigation, there were different wrestlers but again, the same type of allegations. A Connecticut court, which is the same court where this lawsuit on Monday was filed, ruled in March of this year. They said, listen, they dismissed most of the claims that the wrestlers brought, and the reason why they dismissed the claims is because there was this exception to negligence, right? There was this exception to negligence called the contact sports doctrine, which says that if you're engaged in a contact sport and you get injured, basically that's kind of part of the risk that you assume. That's what the contact sports doctrine says. You can't bring a lawsuit against the coaches or your fellow participants. So the judge, the court in that case in March of this year, extended that doctrine to the WWE. Okay? Mm-hmm. So what's happened now, Kate, that's different? What's happened now is that the wrestlers have filed, they've got additional plaintiffs, they've got additional allegations, and they've appealed. That decision that happened in March I just described is on appeal. And now what they've said, look, you can't say this is a contact sport for the reasons I think, Kate, that you articulated, because it's not that the contact is happening in a natural manner. The contact in wrestling is happening because all of these maneuvers are orchestrated, they're devised, and they're dictated and organized by the WWE. When you've got a wrestler throwing a chair at another wrestler, that's something the WWE has created. It's an artificial setting. So it makes this case a little bit different, and therefore that the basis for why large portions of the previous lawsuit were dismissed shouldn't apply here. That's where this case is going.
Yes. Yeah, so do you think this, I see this as something that, of course, is getting a lot of attention, but I think this is something that could be dragged out for a while. What do you think?
I think it is going to be dragged out for a while because what's the first issue? I mean, the first issue is going to take time. The first issue is the WWE is going to say, haven't we resolved this issue? Didn't the court just decide on this issue? So you're going to have to wait for the appeal process in the previous issue, in the previous lawsuit. It is going to take a while, yes.
Yeah, but and if you've got these 50 former wrestlers, how much testimony, when you have a class action suit, this would be interesting for people. How do you determine, especially when you're talking about people with names, are they dragged into court? Do they do the deposition thing? Of course they do, right?
Yeah, this is, of course they do. You know, you're a named plaintiff. You're gonna have to provide your discovery, which means that you're gonna have to answer to questions that the WWE has a right, because as a right based on the law, to ask in terms of what evidence they have to substantiate their claim. So yes, they're gonna have to provide medical documentation. Yes, they may have to be subjected to depositions and interrogatories. Like you said, this is going to be a process.
Oh, yeah, definitely it's going to be a process. Which side would you want to be on would you rather be the attorney representing the WWE, or would you rather be bringing the suit? Who has the easier road?
You know, it's interesting. That question is going to, in terms of who's got the easier road, it's really, I think that the appeal in the previous case is going to be very meaningful. And I think at some level it'll be instructive in terms of where this case turns out. Because if the appellate court, Kate, reverses the district court's previous ruling and says, look, you can proceed on this from a negligence claim, I think that changes the playing field a little bit. So at the end of the day, what's going to happen? At the end of the day, the goal here, really, for the wrestlers is to try to get a settlement. If, the wrestlers that have been harmed, right, that have suffered serious brain damage, they're looking to attribute these damages to the WWE. And they're looking for a financial recovery. And, in terms of whether they're going to get that recovery, I think the appeal and the success of the appeal in the previous case may be meaningful in this case as well.
Yeah. And we're speaking with Waleed Tamari, and of course he's an attorney. We're talking about this class action suit. I had a cousin that was involved in a class action suit, and they won, and she got some money from it, but there was this debate about, ooh, should you be in this suit, and isn't this going to harm you? In this case, they're former wrestlers, so they don't necessarily have to worry about any blowback from that. But when you deciding to be in a class action suit versus individually doing it, what are the things that you need to weigh?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I also think, you know, this may not end up as a class action. This may end up as a different wrestler might have different damages, right? They may have different thresholds of what type of head injuries they've sustained, different amounts of medical treatment. You know, so I think that this could be different. This could be litigation that's going to be judged on from a damages standpoint on an individual basis. I really think it's too early to tell. I don't think you can look at it at this time as a class action as you would ordinarily think of a class action.
Yeah, so this is kind of an anomaly then, in other words.
I'm not sure it's an anomaly, but I think that the range of the damages can be could range. It could be different for different plaintiffs. So I don't think you're going to have the commonality that you're used to seeing in, you know, in the class actions that you hear about every day. If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it totally makes sense. And again, it's interesting because you go with the former wrestlers, now you have the current wrestlers. If they were to win the suit, doesn't that help the guys that are currently in the ring, so to speak?
Well, obviously, yeah. I mean, if they were to win the suit, obviously, and even if they weren't, even before that suit, the suit is resolved, you'd think that the WWE would definitely start taking additional measures, right? You think that a lawsuit like this would bring additional attention, would require additional care, additional thought to the process. So you'd think that even before this litigation is resolved, those issues would be addressed by the WWE.
Yeah, that's what I would think that too, especially the way McMahon runs his businesses. I can't imagine, and who knows? I mean, like you said, there's so many things. Just because you file a suit as an attorney, you know this, it can go in a lot of different directions. I mean, how many lawsuits just even settle before anything happens, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's really early in the process. Obviously, even in our brief conversation here, we've talked about the many issues that have to be resolved. So, like you said, it's going to be a process, whether the settles, whether it's the case doesn't proceed. It's really too early to tell.
Yeah, but the one thing it does do from the sports point of view that I mentioned at the top, Waleed, is that it gets people thinking more about CTE. It's not just football players. It's other participants in sports that they're talking about now, these Alzheimer's-like symptoms, disease, etc. So that's significant from the point of view of the people who are working to let the world know about CTE.
You're absolutely right. CTE is a horrible thing, and you're absolutely right. This is definitely going to create further awareness, absolutely.
All right, Waleed, thank you so much. Great stuff. It's interesting to see where this will end up. Like we just said, you go from point A to point B. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. Always a pleasure.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.